Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. You may be seated. We're going to continue. We're not online now. I'm going to put later, the rest of the service. So we were live for the whole message. And, there's a new platform that if you want to subscribe, it's called Substack. And it's been just a couple of weeks that I'm on Substack, and it's been so successful that I would like to tell you. So Substack, it's where I put my evening devotional. So every day at 9 p.m., I do a short 10-minute or so Bible study. So every day. So we've been, the last 2 weeks, we've been talking about all the miracles of Jesus in the New Testament. Because we cannot put all the miracles of Jesus, because he continues to do miracles, right? So, we're putting all the miracles in the New Testament. But I'm going to, I started today also posting the outline of the message that I'm going to give you. So if you want to, you can also, let me try to show you here. This is an app. It's called Substack. You can put it on your phone. Here is just stretched. And then on the app, you can subscribe. This is my evening devotional. And so this is, when you click, you have this is the message for today, okay? So you have the little outline with the Bible verses. So I'm just letting you know. And then when you have the app, you can even follow here if you want to follow the verses. Not that I'm going to stick to a script, yes, but it, at least it's what it's planned. Let's put it this way. But I like to, emphasize this because you can receive the devotional on your email. So if you subscribe, and if you don't want to listen 10 minutes, you can read the devotional because it's going to be there every day, 9 p.m., a fresh message. All right, so this was my announcement, and it's been successful because it's 2 weeks and we have 200 people already subscribed, and I can see actually how many people listen and all that, and I'm so happy because it's been months and months on YouTube and we have just a little follow. But here it was boom, like everybody. Substack, it's for writers, so journalists, writers. So all journalists have like a Substack page where they post and writers. So it's mainly for writers. And I'm one of the first Christians there, okay? Christian. And so for now I have my evening devotional and Sunday messages. And I'm going to start soon also a channel on rehab, on drug addiction and all that. So I'm going to have my channel there. So I hope you can follow. All right. Now, without further delay, let's see another miracle of Jesus. I really like this miracle of the mute because he couldn't use his voice to ask Jesus. But sometimes we're like that. We're not using our voice, but he still knows what we need. And today I'm going to read about a miracle. It's when Jesus healed a leper. Okay, so let's read it. I'm going to read the whole passage, and then I'm going to talk about it. It's on Mark chapter 1. It says, "A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees. 'If you are willing, you can make me clean.' Jesus was indignant. He reached out his hand and touched the man. 'I am willing,' he said. 'Be clean.' Immediately, the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning. 'See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them.' Instead, he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in lonely places. Yet, the people still came to him from everywhere." So here's the passage, and now I'm going to share a little bit about it, and then we're going to pray for one another, all right? So again, as we pray, we're not online, so don't be afraid to come forward because we're not going to post that. Okay, so let me talk about the disease first. What is leprosy? Leprosy is mentioned in the Bible upwards of 40 times. So there's 40 different instances in the Bible where it talks about leprosy. Today, it's not a big deal in the modern world. There's still pockets in India, in Africa, where there's pockets of where the disease is still rooted. But today, it's possible to cure leprosy. In those days, it wasn't. It was the pandemic, the plague of those days. And so it's considered also in Scripture a disease connected with sin. So it was seen as God's punishment for sin. So a leper will be judged by people. It's like today if someone has AIDS, HIV, they'll judge. Oh, you! It's because you either did sex or like this or like that or drugs or whatever. So people with certain diseases are judged. But in those days was even heavier because it wasn't because of something they did only, but it was associated with sin. So it's associated. And it's a terrible disease. So it attacks the extremities of the body. So like the fingers, some people lose all their fingers. They can lose the nose. The skin has spots, and it's incurable. It was incurable by man. Only God could cure leprosy. And so they not only identified it, but the priests in Israel were responsible for containing the disease. And so in the Bible, there's actual Bible scriptures about the disease. Now, the leper, you think this thing of the pandemic, it's something new. It's not new. Listen, from Bible times, there was a 6 feet distancing from anyone with leprosy. 6 feet. Go figure why they have 6 feet now, okay? And also, if there was wind, the leper had to stay 150 feet away. So that's 150 feet, that's like 50 meters, no? See, it's really far away. So it's like the distance from one end to the end of this room or a little bit more. And they had to shout even, "I'm a leper, I'm a leper." And they had to, and they had some devices just to make noises. They were away from everybody. They couldn't see the family. They could only be together. So it's a terrible, terrible disease. But then Jesus has an encounter with this man, and this curse is reversed. There's a miracle that happens. And so here's how the miracle happens. Jesus reaches out and touch the man. Now, it's like, I know we're with the COVID restrictions. Some of us wear masks, some don't. You know, we here, if you want to wear a mask, wear the mask. If you don't want to wear it, don't wear it. Listen, we should have precautions. In fact, my mask really works because it's the N95. Yours, they don't really work. Well, they probably work a little bit, but we take precautions. That's it. But let's say we're taking precautions and we pray for one another and we touch you, like Jesus did. He's not allowed to touch that man. Listen, for us, you know, mask, no mask, it's something that has 1 or 2 years, it's 1 or 2 years old. But leprosy was hundreds of years of containment. So they knew Not only you don't get close to a leper, you never, ever touch a leper. Never. Okay? So priests will examine lepers to see, to declare if the leprosy was gone. So they has that in the, if you read the book of Leviticus in the Old Testament, also in Deuteronomy, you see rules regarding leprosy. I'm going to read one of those rules to you. So you'll understand how serious the situation. It's very serious. And not only Jesus touched the leper, he gives specific instructions after he touched him. So after he touched him, healing has to be confirmed. It's like sometimes, you know, we pray for miracles. And I love when God does miracles. I love especially when a person goes out of here, goes to the doctor, and the doctor says, you have nothing. And then they return with a document to say, here it is. I love it. I love it. You know, I was in a town called Szczecin, that's in Poland. It was after the Berlin Wall came down. So I was doing a crusade there. We had a circus tent. And I don't speak Polish or Russian. I don't speak those languages. But I was preaching in English. I preached and I prayed for a man. And the man then returns and he's all happy. He brings a paper. I have no idea what the man is saying. I have no clue. You know, he's speaking Slavic and he's all happy. And he has a document. And in that document, it states the following. He had an accident. He broke his spinal cord. And they placed two screws, platinum screws, on his spinal cord. So he had very limited movement. So what happened is that he has an X-ray with the screws and an X-ray without the screws, because God removed the screws and healed the man. How awesome is that? How awesome. And so he comes with the proof. And he's trying, he's speaking. And I don't understand anything. I just see the excitement. He was excited. Listen, in those days, I never forget. The place was so poor in Poland. That the man, when we left, we dismantled the circus tent. We stayed there for a full month. And he came to me and he gave me 100 grams of coffee. That was a month of salary. 1 month to buy 100 grams. I've never seen such a small package of coffee in my whole life. Never. And listen, I those days I was preaching in South America and Africa, and I thought it was poor. Let me tell you, those places like Ukraine and Poland, they're still very, very distressed. Let's put it this way. I don't want to insult anyone, but that was the reality. But he was coming with a gift because the Lord did the miracle and he wanted to honor me. But he brought the proof. That was amazing. That was amazing. We showed it to the whole village, and people were coming. More people were coming to those crusades because of that man. It was the week one. It was when this happened. And then people were coming and coming and coming because there was a proof. Doctors said, there's something that happened to this man. And some even said, it's not the same man. And they said, this is not possible, because it's an impossible miracle. But God can do the impossible. So listen, even if you have a screw on your knee, a screw loose in your head, whatever you have, God is able to fix it. I went out of my message. What was I saying? Jesus told him, go and show yourself, not to the doctor, because the doctor is the priest. Because the priest is in charge of declaring the person clean or not clean. And the rules were complicated. They had to observe, put him on quarantine 7 days. And after 7 days, they will examine And they put it in quarantine extra 7 days. And 2 weeks later, after the quarantine, he could be declared clean or unclean. So it was the priest who will declare, you're clean, you can go back to your life. Or you're unclean, you need to continue to use to wear rags and show yourself like a leper. A part of this law, it's in Leviticus 13, where it says the leprous person who has the disease shall wear torn clothes, let the hair of his head hang loose, no problem for that, for me. And he shall cover his upper lip and cry, cover the upper lip like this and cry, unclean, unclean. So he had to do this all his life. He shall remain unclean as long as he has the disease. And he cannot be in town or in the camp. Here it says the camp because they were still in the desert. But now it's in town. And so there's all these rules. I'm just telling you this to so you know what happened to the man. Because it's not just, you know, that Jesus, oh, you're clean. No, listen. The Lord, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, he's our high priest. When he declares the man clean, he is clean. However, he says, so they don't will be upset or it's not a scandal, you go and you show yourself to the priest. That's a 2-week process. That's 2 weeks, according to the Bible, to the law. If you read in the Bible, the verses are there. So according to the law, he is clean. But Jesus not only declares him clean. And there's a small word there. It says Jesus was indignant. Indignant of what? Not the man, but of the disease. Listen, when you're suffering, whatever infirmity you have, Jesus is indignant. Not of you, but of the devil who put that curse on you. Jesus got upset and says, "Mmm." And you think, oh, I have cancer. And Jesus is indignant because Jesus is saying, another one, you devil. He's indignant. That's why he reaches out, he touches the man and says, I want, be clean. Be clean. So he's declared clean. So when you're declared clean by Jesus, it's okay. Go to the doctor, check it out. But you need to believe that someone with higher authority already declared that you are clean. I could continue all morning, but I won't continue. I'm going to finish here. This is a scripture before we pray. It's a scripture I want to show you. Apparently, it's not related with the story, but it is. It says in Hebrews 4:16, let us with confidence draw near. And it says, draw near who? Draw near to the throne of grace. Okay, where's this? Is this in this building? Is it in the Vatican in Rome? Is it in Jerusalem? Where's the throne of grace? Well, according to your background, can be in many places. Can be in Medina. You can choose. If you're French, in Lourdes. If you're Portuguese or Spanish, in Fatima. So there's these places where there's sanctuaries. And so every place has its own. If you go to South America, there's everywhere. And they're really weird, the ones in South America, let me tell you. Because they mix Aztec culture and Inca culture with the Roman Catholic and witchcraft and everything. Brazil, let me tell you, it's the weirdest things that you can see. Yeah, you know, I've been in weird places, but my goodness. People will go anywhere. But the Bible tells you of another place. It's not a shrine on a mountain. It's not a religious shrine. It's not a temple. But the Bible says, come to the throne of grace. This morning, I want to invite you to come to the throne of grace. And then he says, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Okay, whatever need you have, you can go to the throne of grace. The condition is you need to go with confidence. Okay, so that's the condition. You don't go afraid. It's like, let me tell you, it's like when I go to the ocean, I'm missing it. It's been years that I don't see the ocean. But when I go to the ocean, I jump into the water. Because I know if I'm going just to with the tip of my toe, I'm not going in. It's too cold. So if I go like this, ooh, brrr, and then we go little by little. When it gets here, and we run away. Going with confidence. It's you run and boom, you dive. You dive right in it. So today, in the name of Jesus, dive in it. Come with confidence. Don't look back. Jump into God's arms. Whatever your need, financial, physical, whatever it's your need, let us just stand and we're going to have this time of prayer. Going to invite, you know, my good friend Moses, it's like this. The Bible says one can defeat 1,000, two can defeat 10,000. So maybe we have 10,000.